Your Majesty, King Jolly, you have sent for me?
Yes, Michael. You are the best royal toy maker I ever had.
Thank you. Thank you for the compliment, Your Majesty. I'm sure Your Majesty has not summoned me just to give me a compliment.
You are right. You know that whenever I need cheering up, I always summon you.
Now I understand. Your Majesty is in the need to be cheered up. I'll set up Mario the Marionette, and I'll have him sing and dance for you.
No, Schmeichel. I don't need cheering up today. On the contrary, I'm quite happy.
Wait a minute. Now I'm confused. Why did Your Majesty send for me?
To make sure that I stay happy all the time. And only you know how to properly... only you know how to properly maneuver that wooden marionette strings to bring it to life.
And therefore?
Well, last week, when you were sick... Oh, dear, no one knew how to maneuver the strings of Mario the Marionette to cheer me up the way you do.
Now I understand what Your Majesty wants from me. The king wishes to make sure that the problem never happens again.
Precisely. So tell me, what can you do to rectify this problem?
Your Majesty... I was working on a set of motors and gears to make a mechanical marionette that won't need strings, nor anyone to control it.
Really now? How's it supposed to work?
I was planning on putting in a programmed computer microchip in its head with a 10-year battery.
Excellent idea. Spare no expense. Get to work. Get to work on it immediately.
One second. But Your Majesty, it still has a few quirks that I didn't figure out yet.
You heard me, Schmeichel. Get to work and spare no expense. Do what you need. But do it quickly.
As you wish, Your Majesty. I will go now to the Royal Toy Making Workshop and start right away. Your Majesty, may I introduce to you the newly remodeled and completely rebuilt Mario the Marionette.
Hi, Your Majesty. My name is Mario the Marionette.
Amazing! Amazing! He walks and talks? Can you tell me a joke, Mario?
A teacher once asked one of his students, if I gave you $5 and your father gave you $5, how much money would you have altogether?
What did the student say, huh?
He said, I would only have $5. The teacher immediately asked, how is that possible? If we each give you $5.
I have the same question. How's it possible?
The student answered, because you don't know my father. My father would never give me $5. That's why I would only have your $5.
That? That was good. You tell good jokes. Oh, by the way, can you sing and dance too?
Sure, watch me. It is important to be happy, happy all the time. It is important to be happy, happy all the time. Be happy. All the time. Be happy, 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 happy all the time.
I love it, love it, love it. Mario the Marionette is exactly exactly what I need to keep me cheerful in my kingdom of Happyland. Great job, Schmeichel.
Your Majesty, there are still a few kinks I need to work out in the computer chip.
Everything looks fine. Go take yourself a well-deserved month-long vacation.
Yes, Your Majesty.